104.9.
38-27, our score here as we get set for the second half. Again, Emporia State led in the first half by Owen Long with 15 points. Elijah Cometh there with 9. Lincoln being led by Kevin Kone with 13 points in the first half. Lincoln will have the ball to start the second half. Emporia State will go with Owen Long, Mayim Boom, Peyton Roger Schmidt, Caden Evans, and Elijah Comethyr. The Lincoln Blue Tigers will counter with their starting five of Artest Stapleton, Say Witt, Sam Routens, Kevin Kone, and DJ Richardson. Emporia State's biggest lead in the first half was by 15 points at 38-23, and we'll see if they can't continue that here in the second half. Lincoln will play to the basket to our left. Emporia State, getting their final instructions from Coach Craig Doty, will play to the basket to our right. As they are off the bench, and they'll head in, see if their defense can continue to cause some havoc for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. And if Emporia State can continue to make shots, that would be huge. Artest Stapleton takes the inbounds pass. He'll set up top the key, drives it to the right side, gives it off to Say Witt, trying to get it down low to Kone. He's covered up. Now they go in the corner to Routen for a three. He hit it. Sam Routens opens up the second half with a big three-point basket and makes it an eight-point ball game. Peyton Roger Schmidt goes down low to Elijah Comether. He's being shoved. Backing down low. Now he'll take it back out on the wing, working against Routens. Kicks it out to Peyton Roger Schmidt. He'll shoot the three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound. Say Witt for the Lincoln Blue Tigers, and they'll push it up the floor. Stapleton with the ball. Kicks it left side of Richardson. Gives it off to Kone, working down low against Peyton Roger Schmidt. Takes it in the lane. Hook shot up and good. 15 points for Kone, and it's a six-point ball game. 38-32, Emporia State with a lead. Lincoln starting the game second half with a 5-0 run. Right side long. Oh, he gets shoved from behind there. Tries to fit it down low. No, Mayim Boom, he throws, can't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. Owen Long got shoved in the back, and they didn't call anything. Across the timeline comes Stapleton. 38-32, Emporia State still with the lead. Out front, they go to Stapleton. Stapleton trying to drive. Kicks it left side to Richardson. Richardson from 15, shot up and good. His first basket of the ball game, and Lincoln is off to a 7-0 run to start the second half, and it's a four-point ball game. Owen Long across the timeline. Drives it to the basket, kicks it out to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Lost the dribble out of bounds. Nope, it was deflected out of bounds, last touch by the Lincoln Blue Tigers. So Emporia State will keep the basketball. Hornets play it out front to Elijah Cometh there. Takes it in the paint, spins, kicks it out to Peyton Roger Schmidt. Now to Caden Evans. Here comes a double team on him. And Emporia State turns it over. Lincoln with a steal. They kick it out to Routens on the wing left side for a three. No. Rebound to Peyton or Owen Long, and Emporia State will come back the other way. Leading by four, 38-34. Emporia State still looking for that first basket of the second half. Here's a three that's off the mark for Owen Long. Rebound to Kone for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Hornets have gone cold here in the second half. Lincoln in the front court with a basketball. Out front with it. This is Richardson. Trying to drive on Owen Long to the basket. Shot partially blocked by Mayim Boom. Coming up with a loose basketball. Emporia State, and the foul's going to be called on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Picking up the personal foul for the Lincoln Blue Tigers will be Kevin Kone. That's his third. And they're going to the video to see if there's something more than what the foul they saw. That'll be the third personal foul on Kone. First team foul whistled against the Lincoln Blue Tigers here in the second half. It'll be ball out of bounds for Emporia State as they go to the video. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. While Emporia State 0 for 2 to start this second half. Lincoln 3 for 5 shooting the ball, as they have outscored Emporia State 7-0 to start the second half. That was just a normal foul, no flagrant foul. Kevin Kone wanting an explanation on what his foul was, and he gets an explanation from one of the officials. Emporia State will have the ball to play inbounds in backcourt. Owen Long plays it in to Caden Evans. Caden will bring it across the timeline. Lincoln picks up the defense at the half-court stripe. Richardson on Caden Evans. Gets a screen from Peyton Roger Schmidt. Caden gives it off to Octavian Butler. Out to Caden Evans on the wing right side. Gets it underneath the basket. Kicks it out to Elijah Cometh there. He stepped out of bounds. Starting to get loud here at Jason Gymnasium. 16:39 to play in the game. 38-34. Emporia State with a lead. Lakin can make it an even tighter bowl game. In the front court, this is Stapleton. Top the free throw circle, Richardson. They get it down low to Saywitt. Spinning, shot off the glass, no good. Gets his own, no. Rebound gets tipped out to DJ Richardson. Now out front to Artest Stapleton. They get it down low to Kane, to Witt through his fingertips. They gins out for a three-point shot off the mark, no good. Rebound to Emporia State. Octavian Butler bringing it up the floor, and a foul's going to be called on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. And Say Witt is a little slow to get up underneath the basket at the other end. There was a big box out underneath the basket that took Say Witt out of the picture. The local officials wanted a foul on Emporia State. In fact, they don't get one, but Artest Stapleton gets whistled for one as Emporia State brings the ball up the floor. This is Owen Long with the basketball, working against Stapleton. Bounce pass, high post, left side. It goes to Elijah Comethere, working against Witt. Step back from 15, shot off the mark, no good. Rebound goes to Kevin Kone, and the Hornets 0-for-3 from the floor here to start the second half. Way out front now, this is Richardson with the basketball. 15:36 to go. Skip it across the floor. Rutan driving the baseline. He'll kick it out for a three attempt. On the way, off the mark, no good for DJ Richardson. Rebound to Emporia State. On it, still up by four, 38-34. Elijah Comethere drives in the lane. Kicks it out. Caden Evans for three. Up, no good. Rebound, battle for, and a foul on Emporia State on the battle for the rebound. See whom they call the foul on underneath the basket. They call it on Peyton Rogers Schmidt. That'll be his second personal foul, first team foul. Lavelle Ziegler will check in for Emporia State to replace Caden Evans. What a basketball being brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. 15-11 to play in the game, 38-34, Emporia State on top. Lincoln with the basketball. Right side, Stapleton in the lane, spinning, shot off the glass, good for Stapleton. Gives him six, and it's a two-point ball game at 38-36. Owen Long into front court with the basketball, working against Stapleton. Feeds it off to Octavian Butler. Goes down low, Owen Long, layup good, nice feed from Octavian Butler to Owen Long, who got free underneath the basket. He has 17. Back to a four-point Emporia State lead at 40-36. 14:34 to play. Stapleton with the basketball. Takes it to the wing right side. Tries to drive down low against Owen Long. Loses the dribble, and a foul's going to be called on Owen Long. That's cheap pass, cheap foul. Owen picks up his second team foul on Emporia State, and that takes us to our media timeout. 14:25 to play in the game. 40-36 Emporia State with the lead. What a basketball brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials. 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on X104.9.
Did you know that Bunge operates in more than 40 countries? From the facility in Emporia, they're able to combine local expertise with global capabilities to deliver outstanding results for their customers, shareholders, and society. Bunge provides their customers with a global perspective of the marketplace, combined with individual care and attention. Proudly helping feed the world since 1818, Bunge North America, the shortest distance from harvest to market.
Get your taco night fix Thursdays at the Station 402 Merchant in Emporia. Tired of cooking all week? Let them handle dinner with some favorite Mexican cravings like tacos, crispitos, burritos, taco pizzas, and more. Wash it all down with a margarita or Thursday drink special. Stay and play. You'll find pool tables, cornhole, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small. The Station, 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hit, Mix 104.9.
14:25 to play, 40-36 Emporia State with the lead. Lincoln with the basketball. They play it in on the baseline. They play it into Kone. Hands it off to Stapleton in traffic and traveled with it. Turnover to Emporia State. Nice defense in the paint that time by Elijah Comethier, not allowing Stapleton to find any operating room. Substitution for Lincoln, Frank Yetna into the lineup, replacing Kevin Kone. Lavelle Ziegler gets the ball in the front court. Has it top the key, feeds it left side. Caden Evans, now right side. It goes to Elijah Comethier. Free throw circle to Octavian Butler. Almost lost the dribble from the free throw line. Shot left short. No, he made it. Take that back. I was blocked out, and I didn't see it go in. Octavian Butler with a big basket there, and Emporia State up by six. 42-36 with 13:52 to play. This is Stapleton with the basketball. Trying to drive. Kicks it in the corner. Three-point shot on the way. Off the mark. No good. Rebound. Octavian Butler as Yetna missed the three. And Emporia State with the basketball comes down the other way. Ziegler to the basket. Shot. Good. Count it. Send him to the line. Sam Routens whistled for the foul, and Lavelle Ziegler will get a chance for an and-one opportunity. Kevin Kone back into the lineup. Setting down will be Sam Routens, who picked up his third personal foul. What a move and what a drive that time by Lavelle Ziegler. Also into the Lincoln lineup will be Jamar Madge. Free throw for Lavelle is good. Three-point play for Lavelle. Mayim Boom will check in for Emporia State, giving a break to Peyton Roger Schmidt. 45-36, Emporia State up by nine. Lincoln with a basketball as Stapleton will bring the ball across the timeline. Picked up by Ziegler. Zeke, free throw circle, Saywit. Now it goes left side. Now they get it down low to Kone. Hook shot up and no good. Rebound, tipped around, loose on the floor. Still loose on the floor. Coming up with it will be Octavian Butler. And we're going to get a tie-up. It should be alternate possession to Emporia State. Octavian Butler, great battle underneath the basket as he was battling with three white jerseys. And the Hornets get the basketball back. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Substitution for Lincoln. Back in the lineup, Frank Yetna. Also, as Kone sits down. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt will check back in. Mayim Boom will check out. Caden Evans, Lavelle Ziegler, along with Octavian Butler, Elijah Comethyr, and Peyton Rogers-Schmidt on the floor. Ziegler across the timeline against the defensive Stapleton in the paint. Ziegler shot, no good. Rebound being tipped around, and Lincoln finally comes up with it. Stapleton with the ball. Lobs it up the floor to Saywit. Back to Stapleton. Stapleton across the timeline. Thought about the three. Swings it to Yetna on the left side. Back out front. It goes to Stapleton. He'll shoot the three. Left it way short. Rebound off the rim and to the hands of Caden Evans. Up the floor, Octavian Butler drives in the lane to the rim. Shot left it short. Gets his own rebound. Tries to go back up on the shot. He's fouled. He'll be at the line for two. Picking up the foul, Jamar Madge, the senior out of Kansas City, Missouri, by way of State Fair Community College. That will be the fourth team foul whistled against Lincoln. And Octavian Butler will be going to the free throw line, the junior out of St. Louis, Missouri. Had 11 points on Thursday night in the win over Central Missouri. Octavian's first free throw is good. Mayim Boom back in, so is Kevin Kone for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt sits down, and Frank Yetna sits down for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. 12:26 to play in the ball game. Poria State with a lead. Second free throw also good for Octavian Butler. That gives him six, and the Hornets lead at 47-36 is an 11-point lead for the Hornets. Lincoln had cut it down to within a possession, but Emporia State has come storming back. This is Madge. They dump it down low to Saywit, being double-teamed. Skips it across the floor out to Richardson for a three. He hit it. D.J. Richardson knocks down a three-pointer from the left wing. Makes it 47-39. Emporia State up by eight. Ziegler gives it off to Caden Evans on the wing right side. Elijah Comethyr, free throw circle. Octavian Butler from the free throw line. Shot up, no good. Rebound tipped out. It'll go out of bounds to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. What a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Lincoln with the basketball. Witt has it way over on the right wing. Back out front to Stapleton. Stapleton now goes in the corner. This is Madge. Penetrates in the paint. Spinning, shooting, scoring. Jamar Madge gets his first basket of the ball game. Makes it a six-point game at 47-41. Hornets need another basket. Caden Evans goes down low to Mayim Boom, working against Kone. Backs him down low. Gets it in the paint. Layup. Crawls in for Mayim Boom. 49-41, 8-point Emporia State lead, 10:58 to play. Rock'em sock'em robot time. In the front court, Stapleton drives it to the left side. Top the key, now gives it off to Richardson. Richardson tried to drive, takes it back out on the wing, and they get a foul away from the ball. They're going to call this one on Lavelle Ziegler. That'll be his second, team foul number three on the Hornets here in this second half. Substitution for Emporia State. Owen Long will check in, replacing Caden Evans. Lincoln will get the ball out of bounds to play on the boundary. They played inbounds. An inbounds shot good off the catch by Jamar Madge. He has four. 49-43, back to a six-point lead. Across the timeline, Owen Long working against Stapleton. Working on the wing right side, now working against Madge from 15. Shot good for Owen Long. Free throw line extended to the left side of the lane. 19 points for Owen Long. Back to a 51-43, 8-point Emporia State lead as we near the halfway mark of the second half. Stapleton trying to drive with it. Has his path cut off. Lobs it down low to Saywit. In traffic, shot up, off the glass, no. Tip try, no. Rebound, Emporia State has it, Octavian Butler. He'll get it across the timeline. Now gives it off to Owen Long. Big rebound by Octavian Butler. Here's Owen Long driving with the ball. Takes it to the rim. Layup. No. Crawls off. No good. Rebound to Kone. Gets it out to Richardson. Richardson in the front court. Driving to the basket. Underneath the basket. Reverse layup is good. Richardson with a reverse. 51-45. Emporia State with a lead. Owen Long with the basketball. Gives it out to Lavelle Ziegler. Goes down low to Mayim Boom. Backing in against Kone. And a block foul on Kone. And that's his fourth. And that takes us to the media timeout. 9:18 to play in the ball game. 51-45. Hornets with a 6-point lead. What a basketball being brought to you by PT Associates, like ESU basketball. PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you or someone you know have a bed bug problem? If you find yourself facing this unpleasant circumstance, call McKenzie Pest Control. They have the knowledge, the equipment, and the experience to handle your bed bug problem using the latest products and techniques, including heat treatment, which can safely and effectively eliminate bed bug infestations. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At Next Tech Wireless, we'll help you in the transition to a new device step by step. Want to customize the screen? We've got you. Have questions about some of the functions? We're happy to help. You're not just another number to us. Come see us today and we'll get you into the best phone for your needs. We're friends. We're neighbors. We are Kansas. Next Tech Wireless.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hit, Mix 104.9.
9:18 to play in the game, 51-45, Emporia State with a lead. Hornets will have the ball out of the timeout. Caden Evans, Octavian Butler, Mayim Boom, Elijah Comether, and Owen Long on the floor for the Hornets. Caden Evans to play the ball and bounce, the count is on. He plays it in to Mayim Boom in traffic, layup, no, rebound tipped out. Lincoln comes up with the basketball. They'll push it up the floor. Stapleton to the lane, shot, no good. Foul before the shot, called on Emporia State. They'll call it on Octavian Butler. That'll be the fourth team foul on Emporia State. Lincoln has been whistled for five fouls, so it'll be ball out of bounds. Peyton Roger Schmidt will check in for Mayim Boom. Lincoln to play it inbounds on the baseline just to the right of the basket. They play it inbounds to Richardson. Richardson on the wing right side, keeping the dribble. Now he tries to drive, kicks it off to Stapleton. Stapleton looking to drive, elevates from 15, shot no good. Rebound goes to Owen Long as Emporia State gets the tip by Peyton Rogers Schmidt. And the Hornets with the ball up by six with 8:49 to play. Owen Long across the timeline, gives it off to Octavian Butler on the wing left. Top of the key, Caden Evans. Now right side, Owen Long for three. No. Rebound, Saywit for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Up the floor, Richardson has it on the wing left side. Backs it out towards the three-point stripe. Now goes down along the baseline to Saywit in traffic. Forces up a shot. Count the bucket. He's fouled. He'll get an N1. Picking up the foul will be Elijah Comether, his second, team foul number five on Emporia State. He'll get a free throw here and a chance to make it a three-point ball game. Saywit, the transfer from Washburn, shoots it up and it bounces off. No good. 51-47. Emporia State with a lead by four. Hornet Basketball being brought to you by The Station. Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. Top the key, Peyton Roger Schmidt. Hands it off to Caden Evans, who hands it off to Owen Long. Owen almost lost the dribble. In traffic from five. Shot good. Owen Long steps up with a big basket. He has 21 in the game. 53-47. Emporia State back up by six. 7:50 to play. You can hear the Emporia State coaches hollering out some defense. Here's a deflected pass by Peyton Roger Schmidt. Knocks it out of bounds. Lincoln will keep the basketball. Nogs Wawasik will check into the Emporia State lineup, replacing Octavian Butler. Lincoln will send in Sam Routens, replacing Jamar Madge. Lincoln to play it inbounds across the way with 16 seconds on the shot clock. They play it inbounds to Say Witt, backing in against Peyton Roger Schmidt. Muscles his way down low, spinning, and what do they call? Block. On Peyton Roger Schmidt. That is his third 16 foul on Emporia State. Lincoln will get the ball out of bounds to play inbounds. Trying to get it inbounds, they play it in to Say Witt. Spins, shoots, shot no good. Rebound, Cade Evans for Emporia State. Say Witt got it in the paint, spun around, shot it up, missed it. Rebound Emporia State. Hornets leading by 6, 53-47, 7:16 to go in the ball game. Nogs Wawasik gives it off to Owen Long, working on the wing right side, almost has it stolen away. And he does get it taken away by Say Witt, and that was because of the hounding by Stapleton. In the front court, this is Richardson trying to drive down low, takes it out to the three-point stripe. Way out front, it goes to Routens. Now they get it in the hands of Stapleton in traffic. Kicks it out to Richardson. Lobs it down low, and the ball gets not out of the hands of Say Witt. And let's see whom they call the foul on. They're going to call the foul on Nogs Wawasik. It'll be a one-and-one opportunity for Say Witt. 6:47 to go in the ball game. 53-47, Emporia State with a lead by 6. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. The latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Front end of the one-and-one goes down for Witt. He'll get the bonus. He has 9. He can make it a four-point ball game here. Second free throw coming for Say Witt. And the free throw is up and no good. Rebound, Elijah Comether. 53-48, Emporia State with a lead by 5. Comether with a basketball. Back out front, it goes to Nogs Wawasik. Running the point for Emporia State. Takes it to the right side. To the basket, layup. Missed, but there with the flush on the offensive stick back of Peyton Roger Schmidt. Oh, my! 5 points for Peyton Roger Schmidt. Great! Big offensive rebound and flush. 55-48, Hornets up by 7, 6:13 to play. Out front with the basketball. This is Yetna. They go to Say Witt, backing in against Peyton Roger Schmidt. Gets around Peyton, shot up, no good, and a foul's going to be called on Peyton Roger Schmidt. This will be the fourth foul on Peyton Roger Schmidt, and this will be two free throws coming for Say Witt. Mayim Boom will get set to check in for Emporia State. 55-48, Emporia State by 7. Say Witt at the free throw line. 2 free throws to shoot here. That was the 8th team foul on Emporia State, by the way. Free throw is on the way and good for Witt. That gives him 10 points in the game. Mayim Boom replacing Peyton Roger Schmidt. And Kevin Kone will check in for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Second free throw coming for Witt. And this one is good as well. Gives him 11 points. 55-50, 5-point Emporia State lead. Nogs Wawasik across the timeline with the basketball. Has it out front, drives it to the right side. Gets to the rim, gets fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the personal foul for the Lincoln Blue Tigers will be Sam Routens. That is his 4th. Team foul number 6 on the Blue Tigers. And Nogs Wawasik will go to the free throw line looking for his first points of the afternoon. A 77% free throw shooter on the season is Nogs. First free throw is good for the freshman from Mayetta, Kansas, Royal Valley High School. He'll get a second free throw here. Chance to make it a seven-point lead once again. The second free throw is no good. Rebound saved by Kone. Up the floor with the basketball. This is Stapleton. Little stop and go. Slides and goes down. Travels with it. Got in the paint. He lost his footing. He traveled and the turnover gives it to Emporia State. Lincoln will apply some backcourt pressure. 56-50, Emporia State by six. Nogs Wolosik will bring it across the timeline. Passes it right side, and Elijah Commentary gets hit from behind, and they're going to call a foul on Say Witt. Yep, that'll be the 17th foul, so a one-and-one coming for Elijah Commentary. Elijah yet to score here in the second half. He had 9 first-half points. As both teams are now in the bonus, Elijah Commentary spins the ball in his hands. Free throw up and no good. Too strong off the back iron. And the shot clock didn't start. Or the clock didn't start. And they'll put it at 29 seconds on the shot clock. 56-50, Emporia State with a lead by 6. Lincoln with a basketball. Across the timeline, Stapleton. Stapleton looking to drive. Top the key, Richards. Richardson. He'll drive it in the lane. Spinning, shooting, shot. No good. Rebound by him. Boom for Emporia State. Hornets will bring it across the timeline as we're down to the 5-minute mark. Right now. Owen Long with the basketball. Working on the wing right side. Three-pointer. No. Rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. They get it up the floor to Richardson. Richardson across the timeline. Feeds it off to Routon. He'll shoot the three. Made it. Sam Routon has made 2 big threes here in the second half. That gives him 8 points in the game. And it's a 3-point ball game at 56-53. Owen Long across the timeline. Looking to drive. And a foul away from the ball. It'll be free throws, I believe, for Emporia State. Picking up the foul will be Stapleton. And we'll have a 1-1 to shoot out of the media timeout. 4.5 minutes to play in the game. 56-53, Emporia State on top. Quarter basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. For the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage, your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Do you need a unique gift for your wedding party or maybe a fun gift that's one of a kind? At Carrie's, we offer custom hand engraving in-house. Hi, this is Carrie, and I'd love to discuss with you how we can make your event stand out with something perfectly unique, just like you. Bridal party tumblers, fun thank you gifts, and even keep the life of the party identified with their own customized flask. Stop in today and let's get creative. Carrie's Diamonds, where our difference is you.
KFFX Emporia, today's fast hit, Mix 104.9.
4.5 minutes to play in this one. 56-53, Emporia State with a lead. From Allen Fieldhouse, the Kansas Jayhawks have come storming back in the second half. They lead Baylor 66-58. They have outscored the Bears 34-13 in the second half. Owen Long at the free throw line with a 1-1, knocks down the front end. He'll get the bonus. That gives him 22 points on the afternoon. He'll get the second free throw here. And he gets this one to go down. It hit the front end of the rim, back of the rim, and it bounced through. 23 points for Owen Long. 58-53, 5-point Emporia State lead with 4:26 to play. Now the Hornets need a defensive stop. This is Stapleton trying to drive with it. picks up it at the free throw line, dumps it inside to Kone, who gets the easy lay-in. He had the mismatch with Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, who's playing with four fouls. And Kone with 17 points. He had 13 in the first half. Down low, Mayim Boum working against Kone. Backs him down low. In the traffic layup. Good for Mayim Boum. 8 points for Mayim. 60-55. Hornets back up by five. Down to 3:52 to play. What a basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds. For the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life, at 10:15 Industrial, Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. And a foul will be called away from the ball. It'll be a one-on-one opportunity. Picking up the foul for Emporia State will be Mayim Boum. That'll be his second. Team foul number 9 on the Hornets. And going to the free throw line will be Artest Stapleton. It's a 1-1. Stapleton with 6 points in this game. Emporia State's done a pretty good job on him defensively. Averages 17 a ball game. The front end of the 1-1 is good. Gives him 7 points. He'll get a second free throw. And Lincoln has cleared the lane, thinking that Stapleton's second free throw is going to be automatic. And it isn't. And the rebound to Elijah Cometh here. 60-56, Emporia State with a four-point lead. Emporia State's in the front court. This is Noggs Wawasik with the basketball. Coming out on him is Stapleton. Noggs almost turned it over, but Lincoln couldn't grab a hold of it. It's off the fingertips of Say Witt. Shot clock down to 11 seconds. Substitution for Emporia State. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt will check in, replacing Noggs Wawasik. Hornets get it inbounds to Owen Long. Shot clock down to 9. Working against Richardson. Hands all over him. Owen with a penetration. Fadeaway shot off the glass and missed it. And a rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Across the timeline, Stapleton. Stop. Kicks it out. Now Witt for a 3. Good. 14 points for Say Witt. It's a one-point ball game. 60-59 Emporia State, 2:52 to play. Timeout taken by Emporia State. Listen to the crowd. This will be a full timeout taken by Emporia State. We'll let you know that Hornet basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. And Say Witt has stepped up here in the second half. He has 8 points, including that big made three right there. 17 points from Kevin Kone, but 13 of those came in the first half. Emporia State being led by Owen Long with 23 points. He's the only player in double figures for Emporia State. Elijah Cometh here with 9, and he's yet to score here in the second half. They could use another basket from him. He's missed a couple of free throws as well in this basketball game. Emporia State 9 of 16 from the free throw line. Lincoln 11 of 17 from the charity stripe. Emporia State winning the rebounding battle 31-30. They are 3 of 15 beyond the arc. Lincoln is 4 of 13. Emporia State with 24 made field goals to 22 for Lincoln. Emporia State shooting 48%. Lincoln shooting 46%. Out of the timeout, Lincoln goes with Say Witt, Kevin Kone, R.T. Stapleton, D.J. Richardson, and Sam Routens, their starting five. Emporia State counters with Caden Evans, Owen Long, Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, Elijah Cometh, and Mayim Boum, their starting five. Owen Long out front working against Richardson. Gets it to Caden Evans. Gives it off to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Back to Caden Evans. He'll shoot the 3. Nope. Rebound goes to Lincoln. They have a chance to take their first lead of the ballgame. Stapleton gives it off to Routens for 3. No. Rebound. Tipped around. Emporia State has it. Caden Evans comes up with it. Gives it off to Elijah Cometh here. Elijah up the floor. Gives it down to Peyton. Out top the key. Owen Long. He gets hit on the 3. He hit it. And he's fouled. He'll get a 4-point play. Oh, mercy. And Artest Stapleton was flying out trying to contest the shot. He bumped into Owen Long, and Owen Long drained the Hare Crafters three. He has 26, looking for 27, and a chance to give his team a five-point lead right here with 2:19 to play. Batavian Butler will check in for Emporia State, replacing Mayim Boom. What a turn of events. Lincoln had a chance to take the lead, but just couldn't get it done. Here's the free throw. That's good by Owen Long. 27 points for the junior out of Sikeston, Missouri. 64-59, five-point Emporia State lead. 2:19 to play in the game. Across the timeline with a basketball. This is Stapleton. Needs some help. Now gives it off to Richardson. Richardson trying to drive on Owen Long. Gets it to the rim. Layup, no. Gets his own rebound. Sticker. Shot blocked by Peyton Rogers-Smith. Loose ball will go out of bounds to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. 2 minutes to go. Oh, my. There's some basketball being played today. Both teams with 9 team fouls. Next foul puts both teams in the double bonus. Officials explaining something to Jimmy Drew, the head coach for the Lincoln Blue Tigers right now. Not sure what his question was. I think they were wondering if there was a change in possession, and don't think so. Substitution for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Tyson Robinson will check in. Now the officials are having a discussion. ...17 seconds on the shot clock for Lincoln. This will be Routens to play the ball inbounds. He'll play it inbounds into backcourt, and it's tracked down by Stapleton. Under 2 minutes to go. Stapleton trying to drive. Nice defense by Akamathir. Spinning. Shot up. And no good. Rebound. Atavian Butler with a rebound. My, what a big rebound for Atavian Butler. That'll be his sixth rebound of the ball game. He's had some big ones this afternoon. 64-59 Emporia State, a minute 34 to play. Owen Long with a basketball. Over on the left side of the floor. Driving in the lane. Pulls up from five. Shot. Crows in for him. 29 points for Owen Long. The Hornets are up by seven. 66-59. Down to a minute 19 to play. This is Singleton. Stapleton for three. Good. Stapleton with 10. Timeout taken by the Lincoln Blue Tigers with a minute 12 to play. 66-62. Emporia State with a four-point lead. Wow. Big shot after big shot. Big play after big play again for Emporia State. And we're also seeing that from the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Two teams that were tied and third place in the MIAA standings at 13-6. And it has been a battle all afternoon long. Emporia State led at halftime 38-27. They've been outscored here in the second half 35-28. But some big baskets by Owen Long down the stretch has been able to keep Emporia State in the lead. Lincoln will apply full court pressure. Lavelle Ziegler checks into the lineup. Batavian Butler on the floor. Owen Long on the floor. Caden Evans on the floor. We're going with the four-guard lineup. And then Elijah Comet there also on the floor. Butler throws it away. Tried to throw it across the floor to Lavelle Ziegler, and the pass just sailed over his head. Turnover gives it back to Lincoln with a minute 8 to go. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt will check in for Emporia State. Lincoln will play it inbounds just to the right of their basket. Routens to play it in. Plays it into Stapleton. Stapleton in the lane. Needing some help. Shovels it off to Routen. Routen with 10 seconds on the shot clock. Underneath the basket. Shot up and good. Spinned in the lane and laid it up and in. He has 10. And a timeout's going to be taken by the Lincoln Blue Tigers. 66-64, Emporia State by two, 55 seconds to play. almost 56. Lavelle Ziegler will check back in for Emporia State. Well, they're not going to let him check in. Lincoln will apply full court pressure. Audit's up by two. Owen Long to play it inbounds, plays it into Butler. Butler being double teamed. Gives it off to Owen Long. Up the floor, Peyton Rogers Schmidt gets it across the timeline. Driving to the basket, kicks it in the corner. They give it off to Butler. Out front it goes to Owen Long. 42 seconds to play. Say wit on him. Down to 13 seconds on the shot clock for Owen Long and the Hornets. Owen, step back three. Good! He hit it! A hair crafters three for Owen Long. 31 points. Emporia State with a lead. 69-64. 30 seconds to go. Ice in the vein for Owen Long as he gets bumped around by his teammates. Oh, mercy sakes. You talk about huge baskets, and Owen Long has hit a bunch of them today. And that one was at the top of the key. Shot clock winding down, and the Hornets only up by two. They're up by five at 69-64. And Owen Long is having a heck of a ball game. 5 for 5 from the free throw line. And he's now 3 of 11 from beyond the arc this afternoon. And he has 31 points in this particular contest. And for Owen Long, that 31 points is just 3 points shy of his season high, which was 34 against Northeastern State back on January 25th. Emporia State with one timeout. Lincoln with one timeout. Lincoln will have the ball to play inbounds in backcourt. Lincoln will send out D.J. Richardson, R.T. Stapleton, Sam Routens, Kevin Kone. Also out there, Say Witt. Emporia State counters with Owen Long, Caden Evans, Peyton Rogers Schmidt, Atavian Butler, and Elijah Comether. Shot off the glass and good at the other end by Stapleton. Pushing the ball up the floor, Emporia State, Ziegler with the basketball. And they're going to get a foul with seven. Now they'll put about 18, say, they'll put another second on there. But Stapleton with 12 points after that made basket makes it 69-66. It's a three-point ball game. Atavian Butler will go to the free throw line. It's two free throws coming for Atavian Butler. Atavian with 6 points. That foul was called on Kevin Kone, his fifth. He fouls out with 17 points scored. That takes out a big presence underneath the basket for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Atavian Butler, the St. Louis, Missouri native, shoots it up and in. He's about an hour and a half away from his hometown here in Jefferson City, Missouri. One more free throw coming for Atavian Butler. Hornets up 70-66. It's a four-point lead, a five-point lead. 8 points for Atavian Butler. 71-66 Emporia State. 17 seconds to go. In the front court with the basketball, Stapleton being hounded with the ball. Picks up the dribble. Gives it off to Richardson. 9 seconds to go. Stolen away. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt gives it off to Owen Long. And Peyton Rogers-Schmidt gets fouled. He'll be at the line with 6.6 seconds to play. Picking up the foul for Lincoln will be Artest Stapleton, his fourth. What a big steal for Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. He'll get two free throws here. He has 5 points in the ballgame. He made a three-pointer in the first half. First free throw too strong off the back iron, no good. 71-66, Emporia State with a lead. It's a five-point lead. He can make it a six-point lead here if he makes this second free throw. And he does. 6 points for Peyton Rogers Schmidt. 72-66, Emporia State with a lead by six. Stapleton picks it up as it gets to the half-court stripe. He'll shoot up a three. No. Long rebound to Richardson. His three. No good. Hornets win it. Final score this afternoon. Emporia State 72. Lincoln 66. The Hornets get the season sweep of the Blue Tigers. And they take over third place all by themselves in the MIAA standings. What a win for Emporia State. They lead from first basket to the end. And they pick up their 20th win of the season. 72-66, our final score. We'll be back with our post game right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Feed your hunger, quench your thirst, and catch all the big games at family-friendly Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. Great fresh food, including tasty sandwiches, burgers, appetizers, steaks, salads, and weekday lunch specials. Bruff features over 30 TVs, including a mega HD projector. Not a bad seat in the house. See you at Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th.
Hello again, Emporia. This is Curtis with Mainstay Suites, inviting you to check out why we are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal anywhere in our city. Our spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and our meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through our Facebook page or call us at 343-7756. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
It's time now for the Hornet Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. We'll return courtside to recap the game right after this timeout.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hit, Mix 104.9.
72-66, the final score. Emporia State gets the victory over the Lincoln Blue Tigers this afternoon as the Hornets came into the Tigers' den and came away with a victory in a matchup of the two teams that were ranked and at number three in the MIAA standings. Both of them were 13-6 going into this afternoon's game, but Emporia State gets the win over the Blue Tigers and get the season sweep as well with this win this afternoon. And Emporia State got off to a quick start. They would lead by as many as 15 points in the first half. They never did trail in this contest. Lincoln did make things interesting, though, but Emporia State able to come up with some big baskets and some big stops and big rebounds throughout this contest to get this huge, huge win for Emporia State. Not only when it comes to the MIAA, but also for the regional side of things. This will help Emporia State out tremendously as well. Get this win on the road over the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Let's take a look at our game stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. Looking at the individual numbers first, for the Lincoln Blue Tigers, they had four players scoring double figures. Leading the way was Kevin Cote with 17 points. In fact, he has a double-double, 17 points and 11 rebounds, but he does foul out of the ball game towards the end and got him off the floor late in the contest. But he's of those 17 points, 13 came in the first half. Also scoring in double-figure points with 14 points, Say Witten. He knocked down a huge three that made things a little tight for Emporia State, but they were able to overcome that. 12 points for Artes Stapleton, and Emporia State did a really good job of really containing what he was able to do. He had 4 points in the first half, ends up scoring 8 points in the second half, but he was more of a slasher, and he wasn't really able to drive much to the basket this afternoon. He was 5 of 13 shooting the ball. Also finishing with double-figure points with 10 points on the afternoon was Sam Routens. He knocked down a couple of big threes. He had a couple, 2 for 5 from beyond the arc. For Emporia State, they were led in scoring by Owen Long with 32 points this afternoon. Just 2 points shy of his season high at Emporia State. He was the only player in double figures for the Hornets. 9 points for Elijah Comethyr. 8 points for Mayim Boom and Atavian Butler, who had a 6 rebounds, huge rebounds, to this afternoon. 6 points for Peyton Rogers-Schmidt, who also finished with 4 rebounds. And He had two blocked shots that were huge for Emporia State. 5 points for Caden Evans, 3 points for Lavelle Ziegler, and 1 point for Noggs Wawasik. Looking at the team numbers, Lincoln this afternoon, 25 of 56 from the floor for 44%, 5 of 17 beyond the arc for 29%, 11 of 17 at the free throw line for 64%. Emporia State was 27 of 54 from the floor for 50%. They were 5 of 18 beyond the arc for 27%. Owen Long made three of those five. Peyton Roger Schmidt made one, and so did Caden Evans. Emporia State, though, at the free throw line, 13 of 21 for 62%. So if they would have lost this one, they could have pointed to the free throw line where they end up missing eight free throws. Lincoln was 11 of 17 from the free throw line for 64%. Emporia State would turn the ball over seven times. Lincoln turned the ball over eight times. Emporia State and Lincoln both with 34 rebounds. Leading rebounder for Emporia State was Elijah Cometh there with seven. Lincoln had two players in double-figure rebounds. Kevin Kone with 11 and Saul Saywit with 10. Emporia State would be outscored 36-32 in the paint, but points off of turnovers, Emporia State outscored Lincoln 9-7. And second chance points, Emporia State outscored Lincoln 6-1. Emporia State had, we don't have the complete stats, and so I couldn't tell you how many offensive rebounds they had, but Emporia State able to battle evenly on the board with the nation's number one leading rebounding team, and that's an impressive effort this afternoon for Emporia State. Emporia State's largest lead was by 15 at 38-23. They never did trail. Emporia State led at the end of the first half, 38-27. They were outscored 39-34 in the overtime, and they get the victory today over Emporia State. But the Hornets with the victory, now 20-6 on the season, 13-6 in the MIAA. Lincoln Blue Tigers now 17-6 on the season, 13-6 in the MIAA. Time now to select.